Central Baghdad was rocked by a huge explosion earlier today. A suicide attacker detonated a car bomb outside a hotel in the Iraqi capital. A number of American and Iraqi officials were housed at the Baghdad hotel. NPR's Tom Bullock reports from Baghdad.
It was a massive blast, shattering windows and knocking down a section of a concrete barrier designed to protect the Baghdad hotel from car bomb attacks. Few details are available, but it's believed 6 were killed and at least 10 wounded in the explosion. More than an hour later, Iraqi ambulances were still taking the injured to nearby hospitals. Harin Du Farrar was inside the hotel when the bomb went off.
When I look, totally disaster. I can't see anything. Totally, and smoke. Smoke and dust. Totally dust. I thought my hotel, I tried to come out. I cannot go out. I can't see anything. My corridors, I can't see anything, all smoke. All the room disaster.
Witnesses say the explosion was caused by a suicide bomber who rammed a Toyota Corolla into the concrete wall that surrounded the Baghdad hotel. The hotel had been housing U.S. soldiers and members of the Coalition Provisional Authority, the U.S.-led government now in control of Iraq. This was the second car bomb attack in 4 days. A suicide bomber drove into a police station in the Shiite Muslim slum of Sadr City on Thursday, killing 10 people and injuring dozens more. Officials here responded to today's attack by closing off the street in front of the Baghdad hotel, and American L. Paul Bremer, the top civilian authority in Iraq, released a statement saying, "The terrorists know that the Iraqi people and the coalition are succeeding in the reconstruction of Iraq. They do not share the vision of hope of this new Iraq. They will do anything, including taking the lives of innocent Iraqis, to draw attention away from the extraordinary progress made since liberation." Bremer added, "The terrorists will not succeed." Witnesses say that today's attack could have been much worse. An apparent second car bomb was triggered when another car, coming from a different direction, was shot at by American soldiers. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.